Let's open up our Bibles today. We're going to the second chapter of Luke, and we'll be reading this sweet, precious story of our Savior's birth. That's Luke chapter 2. We'll begin reading from the first verse. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. See? Don't you get all upset about taxes now. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own country. And Joseph also went up from Galilee. See, look at what the Lord was doing in that. See, he's got a plan in all these taxes, doesn't he? Out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, under the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came unto them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. He was bringing them the gospel of Christ, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad, saying, Which was told them concerning the child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. Praise the Lord. You know, there is something so beautiful about this lowly manger, isn't there? Praise the God. There's really something so intriguing about nowhere to lay his head. And I thought again how perfect God is with kind of what was going on this morning about, well, was it this song or, you know, would we have said this first or that? But praise the Lord. Sometimes, and I hope we understand this is just the Lord speaking to each and every one of us, but sometimes we get so busy into trying to make things so perfect. Come on. So orderly that we miss the anointing, that we miss the joy, that we miss really Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. And how unsearchable the riches of that good to them that love God. Because you know what he's after there, don't you? Spiritual perfection. Amen. You growing up into him in all things? Amen. And yes, he's going to use even that as we turn it over according to his purpose. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. See, this is the God, praise the Lord, that loves us so. But you see, Mary and Joseph here, they weren't worried about a thing. They weren't. They rested in that the anointing was with them. Are we resting that the anointing, praise the Lord, is here today? We're in the name of Jesus. The anointing is here today. It's just the way it is. And we look to that, brothers and sisters. Same with the shepherds. See, the manger didn't disappoint them. Amen? It didn't disappoint them. Matter of fact, it said that they were overjoyed. They were joyous. And why again? Because the anointing, praise the Lord, Jesus Christ the Savior is with them. How could there be any more? Hallelujah. The Savior, the anointing. Now, We've heard this before, but I'm sure that there would be many even today that would say, well, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords born in a stable? Come on. Around a bunch of dirty shepherds? Well, if that's the introduction of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, then you can have that. Come on, that's man's thought. That's man's thinking. That's man's order. But see, we see that this has always been the way it's been with God. See, God chooses the lowly. God chooses the despised. He came to save that which is lost. Isn't that amazing? I've heard sweet witness, and one time from my brother talking to a man. Well, that's how God planned it out. See, if there was any goodness in you, why would he give up his son? Why would he have done that? If you could have saved yourself, let me tell you something. God would not have given his son. He had to give his son because there's no good in man. He came to save that which was lost. Praise the Lord. And thanks be to God. I was lost, but now I'm found because the love of God found me. Isn't that wonderful? He first loved me. And that's why I love him. Now, praise the Lord. Man and his reasoning, his intellect, his expectations, they've always missed the anointing. The anointing just passes them by. You think about whether it was David, the boy king. I can hear him now. What? A boy king? Yeah, a boy king. Because that's God's choice. See, when are we going to leave it to God that this is his choice? Or how about old Gideon? The lowest of the lowly. He was the lowest in his lowly household. He was so low it even surprised himself. Think about that. It did. David at least knew the power and the glory of the Lord. He said, well, he'd been with me with my sheep. I ripped up a bear. I ripped up a lion. But this poor Gideon, he was so low. I mean, he really was the guy God was speaking to him. And he was always looking around. And God was talking to him. Yes, it's you. It's you. Can you imagine that? I'm going to use you. Hallelujah. Amen. And what about those ignorant fishermen that he chose to be disciples? And I love how when the Holy Spirit hit them, they said, that those ones that were so knowledgeable from all of their nations, and aren't these just Galileans? You know what that meant? Aren't these just a bunch of dumb lowly? You know, they're over there in the, excuse me to say this, you know, they're in the trailer park area. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. See, the pious and the religious have always rejected it. And why? Because man always looks with their own eyes, don't they? Don't miss the glory of God. There's an encouragement in my own heart for me and for God's people. Don't miss the glory of God. Anointing's too great. So many walked by that inn. So many walked by that stable, I know, that night. In those days or whatever it would be. But those shepherds sure didn't, did they? We've got to go. We've got to go now. We've got to make haste. We've got to get there. The anointing's there now. Don't let it pass me by, Lord. Don't. Now, I don't need to worry about it because it's not just in willfully and joyfully saying, Lord, I will go. You've shown me this. Praise the Lord. The scriptures say it so. You've moved me, Lord. Don't let me delay. But brothers and sisters, we understand that this can be us sometimes in delaying, can it? See, when we want to have our way, when we want flesh to have its way, and that's a very, very scary place to be. Because it's a place that will always rob you. It will always discourage you. The enemy is always trying to get you to move in your feeling and in your emotion. Seeing things the way that you think that they need to be. Come on. Well, that's not right. It needs to be this way. That wasn't fair. We've got to change it to be this way. Let me tell you something. Faith sees the scriptures. And faith, by God's grace, is moved by the word of God. knowing that, Lord, your ways aren't my ways. And thanks be to God that the wisdom of man is foolishness to God. Now, I've got some exciting stuff to share with you here because I'm starting to learn to trust the hand of God. And it is exciting. It's wonderful. I'm learning that God has anointing for me and for you around every corner if we'll just go. And not delay and not wait, brothers and sisters. We have to understand that he saw all this in ages past. That he is my path. That he is my light. That I don't need to plan it out. I don't even need to think it out. As Peter finally realized, he said, Lord, thou knowest. Can you imagine the joy? Jesus kept hitting him there with it. Do you love me? Do you love me? Well, Lord, I know you know I love you. Look at how I've served you. Look at how I've went after you. No, Peter, you don't get it. Do you love me? Lord, you gave me this life in me. You know I love you. There isn't anything else that I can do but love you because of the life that lives in me. You've given me the very life of the love of God. I don't need to prove a thing. Come on. Now, he's with me. He's for me. That's my anointing. That's my joy. See, it's not of me. It's not the show that I think maybe I need to put on or maybe you need to do or, well, I've got to do this today to show that I'm a Christian. Oh, God, help us. Jesus lives in me. I don't have to show you that I'm a human, do I? I really am. I just live, I breathe, but how much more I'm born of God. I'm born of God. I just want him to live. And yes, it will show itself as he lives in me because it can't help it. Because the love of God is kind. The life of Jesus Christ is caring, is gentle. It is a life that'll turn the other cheek. It is a life that by God's grace won't strike back. It's a life that surprises me every single moment. And it is. Isn't it wonderful? I stand back in awe and I say it often. Because praise the Lord, that's when I really started to finally get it. Lord, the greatest miracle is you living in me. It is the greatest miracle. Because that's the one thing I kind of know is I know me. And I know what me wants to do. And I know what me would do. And I don't think what would Jesus do because Jesus is here. He lives in me. He does. There isn't time to think about it. Because it just passed me by if I did. It's moving that fast. If we had to think about breathing and my heart to beat, I tell you, you'd miss it, wouldn't you? You think we'd be thinking about it all the time. We wouldn't get anything done. That's how Christians are. Oh, what do I have to do? I mean, how many times do I have to read this? Just believe it. Just believe the word of God. It works effectually in them that believe. Yeah. Come on. Now, got some news for you here today. God doesn't need any help. He does not need any help. He's good. And he's not looking for help. He's looking for yielded vessels, isn't he? He's looking to help. He's looking to enable, isn't he? Amen. Come on. We know these things, brothers and sisters. Have we really realized the incredible privilege that we live in this age of the better? Visit with lots of Christians and lots of times, oh, if I only lived back then. Oh, my goodness. I want to live in the best that could be, don't you? Do you happen to know that you live in the best that could be? that we live in a time, brothers and sisters, not like in the Old Testament, where there was such order, the procedures that had to go forth. The Levitical priesthood, I was reading about that the other day. Mind-boggling. Unbelievable and so precious, don't get me wrong. But I am so thankful that that veil has been written twain. I'm thankful that I don't have to let anybody go in there for me. I'm thankful to God that I only go to one place. Hallelujah. And that's before the throne of grace. And thanks be to God, I know that He already knows my mind and thoughts before I ever get there. So Lord, I just cast my cares upon You. You know me. You know my thought before You ever set a star in heaven. He does. He knows me like that. That's why I get in there and I have such comfort. And I rest when I get in there. Jesus, thank You, Lord. I'm coming to You just to be energized with Your grace. The power of Your love. Just, Lord, let me wake up to it. To run and to thank You for what You have me to do. But praise be to God, brothers and sisters, all of that priesthood, and then the high priest came. The Word of God even tells us the better hope. Isn't that awesome? You tell people that, really, it says that in there? Yeah, it does. The better hope by which we draw nigh to God. Do you realize how nigh you can draw to God? That you are a son. I had such a sweet day yesterday. And I was looking at my sons. They're both sick today. Pray for them. I guess too much food. But I went down last night. And you know it's hard to shop for Dad. And they got me a little CD. But I know they went and searched for that. Didn't cost a lot. But it sure meant a lot to me. And all I could do was go down there last night as they were just looking at some things to kiss each one of them and tell them how much I love them. Those are my sons. And all I could do as I went back up the steps is I draw nigh to You, my Father, because I'm Your son. And oh, how He kisses my head. And He touches me all the time. Like I told you of my brother, when I went out to see him there, and his son has been sick for quite some time. But we're trusting God. Amen? Amen. But when he first found out his son was so ill, as we sat there at the dinner table, he couldn't get his hand off of him. He just kept touching him and touching him and touching him. The prayer of faith shall save the sick. And I have the Father's hand touching me all the time. Now, we're free from all of that ceremony and order, aren't we? We're free, so free indeed, that we're free to be led by a Spirit who can reign in us. That's pretty cool. That can move in us. Amen? That can cause us and to tell us what to say and even what to pray. Marvelous. Isn't that amazing? Because, brothers and sisters, we have a more excellent ministry. We have a better covenant. And we have better promises. I love where Moses lived. But I'm not going there. I love to read about Elijah and Elisha. But I'm staying here. We are living in a time, I'm telling you, because the Word of God tells us so, that He's raising up beyond mighty men. Oh, yeah. Beyond the prophets. Something they wanted to look into. not comparing ourselves amongst ourselves. Oh, no, that's not what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about, by God's grace, a body, hallelujah, like unto his own glorious body. I'm talking about a rib portion from his glorious body. I'm talking about one that meets him fully and sees him as he is. Now that's something. That's beyond something. That's beyond marvelous. And praise be to God, we live in that day of anointing. Now, Brother Hill, he used to encourage me a time back. He never knew, I don't believe in his heart, that the Lord would ever call me to be a minister. I don't know. But it was sweet when the Lord would encourage my heart to come and to bring a message once in a while. And I remember one time he saw me out here, and I was kind of looking over something in the back as he was walking and saying whatever he was going to say to different ones, but he caught me. He said, "Now, son," he said, "I've seen many studying right up to the point that they're going to come up here. But," he said, "honey, if you're studying then, it's too late." And I was like, "What are you talking about?" He said, "Honey, it's too late." He said, "When you're at this time, all you're asking for right then is, Lord, the anointing. Anoint it, Lord. Just take this thing and let's run." Hallelujah. Praise God how he'd tell me that. But brothers and sisters, some might think, "Well, that's just too loose for me. Maybe that's a little scary for you." But see, that's life, brothers and sisters. That's the unknown door that's on that little placard there in my office. Praise God, it's got another realm of glory. You ready to go? See, faith's only going to be one way. It's not going to be by my sight. It's not going to be by my feeling. It's not going to be by my plans. It's going to be by thy word. It's going to be by his leading. Hallelujah. And it is going to be the place that's unfamiliar. My goodness, when he called Abram out, he brought him into a land he knew nothing about. He didn't even know where he was going. But he knew that there was a maker, praise God, the creator, that had it all planned out. I'm ready to go. How about you? As the brother was singing about, "Lord, you got my hand." Hallelujah. Now, brothers and sisters, has God not brought us this far? Yeah, he has, hadn't he? I think we heard that somewhere before. Has not he even brought us to this moment? Well, don't you think that he's going to supply the power to anoint us through it? Amen. And that's not just for this hour that we sit in this place, and then somehow it just ended when you stepped out the door and went back to your house. Oh my goodness, honey, we got back in the car. What happened? In Jesus' name. Isn't it wonderful in Jesus' name? Aren't you thankful you grew up in Jesus' name? And we're going on in Jesus' name. And it's going to go on in Jesus' name. See, nobody thought, we'll wrap this up, but nobody thought that Ruth had any claim to Boaz. Know your Bible. This is a good one. But nobody thought that she had any right to go in there. She's not part, really. I mean, she kind of married in, but he's dead. Right? She has not come to church as long as I've been here. Did he say that? Yes, I did. Huh? See, that sweet sister that was standing back there in that crowd that had the issue of blood, she didn't care. She just pressed on through. People pitied her, probably saw her and said, "Oh man, maybe she deserved what she got. She lived such a hussy life. You know, she got what she deserved." But she didn't care. She knew the anointing was passing by. She said, "I got to get out there and touch that. And I realize I don't have any anointing. But I know who does have the anointing, and I need virtue. And virtue's just pouring out of that lamb.
And praise the Lord today as we're coming here. My goodness, we touch him. And the virtue, praise God, just pours out. Lord Jesus, I love you. I just come here to touch you. I come here to sit at your feet. Hallelujah. I'm washing them with my tears. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. I don't care what all these ones are thinking about in my life. I don't care where they thought I may have been. And maybe I was in a place that I shouldn't have been even yesterday. But praise the Lord, it's about today. Now, brothers and sisters, we best quit looking at the myrrh in our own hands. That sweet sister had a lot of wooing of the Lord, but she started to look at some of the stuff she was in. Instead of just getting at his feet and being quiet and saying, thank you, Jesus, that you're the anointing. Brothers and sisters, this is a very vital time. And God is calling you out. He is. He's not calling you out. He already knows you. He's calling you out to come. He is. He's saying, come. Come unto me. And see, there was a sweet woman, and I'm confident she was a sweet woman. She wouldn't have been in that place. And there's a lot of types in that, but I want to just give you one today. Her name was Vashti. And she was a beautiful woman. But he called her out at that moment, didn't he? And for some reason, she didn't want to go. She didn't feel like it. God's telling you it's now. And you may have heard this before. Oh, yeah, I've kind of heard it. No, you're hearing it again because of his grace. And he's telling you again, it's now. He's telling you again, it's now. He's told you over and over, it's now. And thank the Lord that you've responded. Isn't that wonderful? But we're in now again, aren't we? Now is gone last week. Now is gone last year. Moves fast, doesn't it? Beautiful woman, but she didn't want to go now. And her crown was taken and it was given to another. Now, brothers and sisters, what's he encouraging us to? The best part. And what's the best part? Now. Amen. Walk by faith. Not by preconceived ideas of how I think things should be. Or it's got to be this way before I'm going to make a move. That's right. Come on. So many still trying to do it themselves. So many still trying to steady the ark. That's a deadly thing. That brother found out God doesn't need any help. Stay right where I put you and be still. I've got it. For he that is entered into his rest, he has also ceased from his own works as God did from his. The heart of her husband does safely trust in her. There's a rest to the people of God. And that rest is that he is the anointing. That rest is that he is the treasure. That rest is that he is the joy. That rest is that he is all in all. Let's bow our heads. Just go ahead and worship him. Stand and worship him. We just need to praise him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you. Thank you for a sweet morning, Lord God. Thank you that we come and praise you with our lips. Thank you that we just lift up our voice to you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, work deep, Lord God. Work it deep. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Praise, praise to your name. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Thank you, Lord, that in Jesus' name we've come here today. God, thank you for ministering your word to us. Lord, just one thing. Let each and every one of us take one thing out of here today. And it will be the same thing. I love you. Oh, I love you. Lord, we rejoice in that love. We thank you for that love. We thank you for the birth. We thank you for the life. And praise be to God. We thank you for your death and your resurrection. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.